devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from 2 Kings 5. And we'll read the first five verses or so. Naaman, commander of the army of the kings of Syria, was a great man with his master and in high favor because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Now the Syrians, on one of their raids, had carried off a little girl from the land of Israel, and she worked in the service of Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "Would that my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria. He would cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord, "Thus and so spoke the girl from the land of Israel." And the king of Syria said to him, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." We're continuing our little mini-series here on unnamed heroes of the Bible. You know, using the word heroes liberally here. These are all people of faith, people who loved and served the Lord, and we don't know who they are. But we do see their legacy, and I must admit that I had not noticed this detail in Scripture until reading our children's Jesus Storybook Bible, written by Sally Lloyd-Jones, who points out this important character in the story of Naaman. If you've been in the church for, you know, a long period of time, you've certainly heard this story, that Naaman, this very important man, goes to see the prophet Elisha to be healed of his leprosy, and sort of how God works in all of the lives around this little story. But the reason that he ends up there is because of a little servant girl. A servant girl who was, against her will, taken away from her family and her country and everything that she knows and put in the service of this family that she's never met before, that are part of her conquering people. And this girl would have every reason to be resentful and angry and unhelpful. And yet we see her here being the method of God's deliverance to this man, Naaman. She says to her mistress, there's this prophet talking about Elisha in Israel. And if my master would go see him, he would be healed. She, unprovoked, speaks up and offers a method of this man who conquered her and took her away from her home to be delivered. Oh, that we, even though that we are hurt, even though that we are betrayed, even though we find ourselves in circumstances that are not to our liking, would also show that kind of grace and mercy to those in our lives, even to those who have harmed us. Jesus tells us to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. This is near impossible, except for the fact that we were once God's enemies. And not only did he seek our well-being, he saved us, he brought us into his family, and made us one of his sons or daughters. Praise the Lord. Having experienced that kind of love, that kind of grace, that kind of mercy, our lives also ought to be marked by radical forgiveness and radical grace. Not to people who earn it. We were talking about this in our Sunday school class this past weekend, that owed mercy is an oxymoron. God does not owe anyone mercy, but out of his love and out of his grace, he chooses to forgive. So the people that God will call us to forgive will often be the least deserving kind of people. Because if we're not careful, we might start to think that we deserved to be forgiven by God. But of course, we did not. We were God's enemies. And yet he showed us mercy. How then could we not turn around and say some of the hardest words a person can say, "I forgive you"? Maybe even to those who don't think they need our forgiveness. And not only that, but to work for the good of those who were our enemies. It is radical. But in this way, we live out the gospel in our lives. So who are those people in our lives that we need to show radical forgiveness to? Impossible, you might say. Of course it is, but nothing is impossible with God. And if anything would be impossible, is that the God of heaven would show forgiveness to sinners like us. Lord, we thank you for the story of this servant girl who models forgiveness, who models grace, who clearly has seen the love, your love in her life, and was able to show that on to her masters. Lord, show us how in each of our lives we can live out this kind of forgiveness, this kind of mercy, and this kind of grace, because we received it from you. You are good, God. We thank you for this time together today. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.